and you're actually trespassing, okay?
Go, you're the task force. Go, yourselves, mate. Because you know what? Quite a lot more money.
No, it's so, look, you're trespassing, you shouldn't be here, okay?
You and your corporation and what you represent have killed people, mate. That's a fact.
You're trespassing. You need to leave now.
I'll drive you, eh?
Yeah, go for it.
You know what? I know your phone number. I know where you live,
but I'm telling you now. I'm telling you. If you don't do your job,
you're trespassing.
And protect those workers, I'm telling you now.
You're trespassing, mate.
Mate, do your job. Do your job.
In a bid to help push through his bill to reinstate the Australian Building and Construction Commission, Malcolm Turnbull this week leaked to the press this video of a CFMEU delegate confronting a workplace safety advisor on the Gold Coast Commonwealth Games village site. Turnbull says this is an example of the kind of thuggery building unions use and that the ABCC will stamp out. News Limited happily shared the video on all their major online publications, complete with loud beeps for dramatic effect. But what was never mentioned was that a week earlier, two workers had been killed on a large construction site in Brisbane. I spoke to Andy Ramsey, Workplace Health and Safety Coordinator for the Queensland CFMEU.
I was out there the other Friday after it happened, and we had a good look around as far as what the police would let us do, because it was a crime scene for probably nearly 2 weeks. And what we could see with what happened with the panels was they'd been stood up without any proper bracing on. So some reason, someone had decided to do a quick job on it, and it ultimately cost two guys their lives, because one panel came down and looked like it missed them the first one, but the second one followed through and crush them to death.
So it would be safe to say then that workplace health and safety conditions were not being met on this site?
Oh, definitely not. Definitely not. It was a shambles. The other stuff that was there, open excavations and trenches everywhere, and just health and safety didn't even come on the agenda there. The poor blokes were virtually entering a tomb when they went onto that job site to do what they were doing.
So how was that able to happen? Was there any union rep on the site or the government health and safety inspector?
No, it was I don't like using the term, but it was a non-union site. There was no union presence on it. There was no HSRs that we're aware of. So it was a case of whatever they wanted to do, they did. And that's how they got the job done. And they must have got away with it for quite a while. But on that particular Thursday afternoon at 4 o'clock, all hell broke loose, and it ended two lives.
But the government is meant to enforce these safety regulations, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the Workplace Health and Safety Department is, yeah. They're supposed to go around as much as they can and have a look around, and those jobs that are, like, it wasn't a small job. It was some $27 million, some people saying $37 million for the horse stables that were being built at Eagle Farm, but It wasn't a minor job, that's for sure.
And so how did this slip through the net of the Workplace Health and Safety Regulator?
Look, probably if no one gets alerted or whatever to any problems on the job, if the workers that are there don't speak up, it goes through to the keeper. A lot of this sort of stuff goes through, and luckily, in a lot of circumstances, people don't get injured or die, but when you say the two in Brisbane, we also had one 4 days later in Western Australia. So we had three construction workers die in Australia within 4 days. So it's not something to be proud of. In answer to your question with the regulator, yeah, they're doing as much as they can, but there could be a lot more. We could always do with more inspectors. I've always said that for many, many years I've been doing this job. And we could also do with people with eyes and ears and mouths, because if no one says anything, these things just, you know, cruise along until there's a disaster happens.
So if the ABCC, which is big in the news at the moment, Malcolm Turnbull has been pushing it again following the election, if it was passed, how would it affect the safety on work sites like this?
Well, the ABCC has never investigated, even when they're in power, never investigated any fatalities in this country in the construction industry. It's an ideological thing that was put together by the Howard government to try and curb the power of the CFMEU and other building construction unions. It's nothing to do with health and safety of workers. It's all about trying to pin us. You had the Prime Minister the other day on TV and radio mouthing off that it was a CFMEU official that was involved in the thing, which I might add was filmed 2 years ago on the Gold Coast. Could have been further from the truth. But don't let the sensationalism get in the road of a good story. It's just a big beat up on the CFMEU because we do try and look after our members the best we can.
Would the commission being brought back, would it affect the union's ability to effectively do its job on those sites?
Oh, look, I think we'd see another instance of where our entry permits, like at the moment we've got under Section 117 of the Workplace Health and Safety Act here in Queensland, if we suspect a breach of workplace health and safety on that project, we can enter it to investigate. I would say all that will go out the window because that's the usual plan. That's what they did last time under John Howard. And I might add that was the legislation that Jared Blay and the former Premier Campbell Newman introduced when they were in power to give 24 hours notice on a suspected breach was just another way of trying to stifle us doing our work. People need to realise that I've got 9 construction-related deaths on my records in Queensland this year alone. Now, they weren't all major construction sites, but they're construction-related. They were grinders exploding, cutting people and all that sort of thing. And people don't realise how many actually die in the building construction-related type things. Then you've got all your asbestos disease and all the rest of it. And all we get out of the Turnbull Liberal government is that we've got no place in society. Our union's been around since 1858. We're older than Queensland. So I don't see why the government should come into power and try and push their ideology onto ordinary workers who have got nowhere else to go to with workplace health and safety or, in fact, when they're getting ripped off of their wages and conditions.
That's Andy Ramsey from the CFMEU. Of course, another test of Malcolm Turnbull's commitment to health and safety may yet come if he has to choose between relaxing gun laws and getting the ABCC bill through the Senate. But that's another story.